That is the voice of Tom Blackburn for the Lorain County Veterans Service Commission. He joins us this morning to talk about the Veterans Service Commission, dedicated to assisting veterans of Lorain County. Their service officers can help find temporary financial aid, transportation to VA medical appointments. Craig, I was there yesterday visiting the office.
Mm-hmm.
Tom was busy with the person coming in service, solving their issues or helping them. But I have to talk to Terry Stone. And Terry was in the back filling in for Vince, is it? Or who is it?
Howard, our transportation coordinator.
Yes, he was filling in for Howard and basically figuring out how to. This is like, you know, people call in and they have to book them and they have a shuttle that takes them and picks them up at different places. So there's a lot of logistics involved in getting people who need to get to the VA, either at, what, Parma or Wade Oval, right?
Down to, yes, Wade Park down on University Circle.
Okay, getting over there as well. So it's a way to help people and get them to where they need to go. What are some of the main things that you're helping them with?
We help with things such as filing claims and pensions, claims for injuries and pensions. We do explanation of benefits that people have earned. One of the important things that we do there is we get the most important document for folks when they've misplaced it. That's the DD-214. We were just talking a little bit yesterday about how important that document really is.
Terry told me it's like a, it's almost like a, is a more important even than a birth certificate in a sense because of all the information that's on there. And DD stands for what?
Department of Defense.
Department of Defense.
DD form, Department of Defense form.
214.
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
And this is the one that they get after they get discharged.
At
right?
completion of service, yes. And it really is kind of the key that unlocks all the doors for veterans' benefits. Without that, it's really hard to get anything done. We were just talking yesterday, and in the last year and a half, we've had two people come in who need a DD-214 in the worst way because they've had a house fire. You know, they had it in a safe place, so they thought all these years, and bam, all of a sudden, they lose everything, including that DD-214, and they try to start rebuilding, you know, their life with their documents and everything, and they really need that one.
And now, as a with anything related to the government, you assume there's, like, copies somewhere, right? Somewhere in some file, in some hall, in some building.
In St. Louis. I've always had a vision in my mind. It's like that last scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark where they're wheeling the ark and the crate in this giant warehouse.
Right.
Well, that's where they keep all the service records. There was a fire there in 73 some people may be familiar with that destroyed a lot of documents pre-1960 for Army and Air Force. That's where they're all kept, and they have restored a lot of those documents.
If someone should misplace or lose that form, how long does it take to get another one?
Typically about 3 weeks, but there's some ways you can shortcut that. Of course, if you've come and seen us in the past for any claim work, we're going to have a copy of it. If you've ever gone down and recorded it at the recorder's office, they're going to have a copy of it. And that's really important to do, so much so that they've kind of rearranged the way we're doing veterans' IDs in the county. Instead of coming to our office, you'll now go down to the recorder's office. So it's kind of you kill two birds with one stone. You get your veterans' ID down there, and they also put it on file for you. So in case you or your family ever need it, they can go right down there and get a copy.
What is on that form?
It kind of is a brief biography of your time in service. It tells how long you served, often where you served, if you served overseas, of course, what kind of discharge you got. It'll have your awards and decorations on there, your rank, your identifying information.
Is this a one-page document or is...
It is.
Okay,
it is. And it's a standardized document, although it's changed quite a bit over the 60 or so years they've been using it. Compare them 20 years apart and they look like two different documents, but they really are the same one that's carried on since the Korean War era.
What was the primary purpose of it?
So you can show anyone interested, like an employer, maybe they have preferential hiring for veterans. You can show that you are an honorably discharged veteran and that you meet their criteria for what they're looking for. You can just add it to your resume. You know, it kind of tells a brief synopsis of what you did in the service, what your job was, and of course shows that you have an honorable discharge, so you're, you know, likely a pretty dependable fella or gal.
And this is one of those that really identifies you as somebody who served in the military and kind of opens the door for all these other benefits.
Right. Preferential hiring. Of course, you'd take one down to the VA if you want to sign up for VA healthcare. I'd urge everybody to do that. All you got to do is show up with a photo ID and that DD-214 in hand. You don't have to make an appointment or anything. Just say, I'm here to sign up for VA healthcare, and they'll get you signed up.
Okay. So it's a very important document, too, as well. And my conversation with Terry also went on to some sort of sometimes nefarious things. I mean, at one point, I guess, you know, like any document, You want to make sure that it's legitimate, that you have things that people are able to use it, because it's those that are served are the ones that can get the benefits from it.
Yes, and to that end, if there's ever a question about a DD-214, you can always come and talk to one of the service officers. We're all certified by the federal government to verify the validity of a DD-214. So if there's a question, by all means, you know, come by and see us. If you need a correction, that can be done. Say you got out, and then years later you notice there's some error, maybe an award didn't get on, or they have your Social Security number transposed. You'll want to straighten that out, and we can help you do that with a simple form, we mail it off to the correction boards of the various services, whichever one you were in.
And that just allows you to, and is this something that the veteran or the spouse can utilize in a way to help get whatever coverage or benefits are needed?
If the veteran is deceased, yes, the spouse, we can help them get that document. And it's just as it worked for the veteran, it also works for the spouse, the surviving spouse, for any benefits that they may be entitled to.
We're talking this morning to Tom Blackburn with the Lorain County Veterans Service Commission.
Well, Tom, you mentioned what benefits the spouse, surviving spouse, might be entitled to. Mm-hmm. What might that be?
Probably the one that we deal with the most is the aid in attendance pension. It's a pension designed for wartime veterans and their surviving spouse to help afford nursing home care. And it can really make a difference between being able to self-pay and having your choice kind of where you go versus maybe having to go on Medicaid and, you know, being put in one of the places where maybe you didn't have a say.
What are some of the things that people have been coming to see you with in the last part of, I guess, this new year in 2018?
We've been pretty busy since the end since the beginning of the year. I think a lot of folks maybe make that New Year's resolution. This is the year I'm going to take care of whatever veterans issue it is that they've kind of left undone. So we've had a pretty full office for the last couple months, and of course we're happy to have that. That's what we're there for. A lot of claims work, people exploring, perhaps putting in a claim. People straightening out, maybe adding a spouse or a new child to their claim, because at the higher ratings, you're paid a little extra if you have dependents. And of course, that's something I'd urge folks to do as well. They'll only go back a limited amount of time, so you don't want to leave that money on the table.
It's a lot of times, even with, every year there's a change going on in your life that maybe that's impacted. These things are also something that maybe get reflected by claims that you can make, I guess, through the veterans' offices. If people want to find out more, what's the procedure for that? I saw when I was there, people pulling in the parking lot. There was other people, you know, sort of coming in. Do they make an appointment? How do they go about doing this?
We generally prefer appointments for most things, but if it's a simple request, like the DD-214 request, you can just drop in, and whoever's available will be able to order that right up for you. It just takes a few minutes. A lot of folks are surprised when they finally come in after they've been putting off a claim or whatever all these years. They're in and out in an hour, and they're like, I can't believe it was this easy.
Well, there's maybe sometimes you think if you're going into sort of an agency somehow connected with the government or the military, and if they've been in the military, they know kind of how things sort of work, and they wonder whether it'll be quick and easy or not. It's been computerized, but there is still some sort of hands-on things that take place, right? There, it takes a while.
Sure. I'd say explaining the process probably involves most of our time there. Other than that, they sit and watch me type in their information a little bit, and I ask them a few questions about their current address and just verify information.
Right. When did you become such a good typist? Or are you still kind of like the hunting pack? You know, because there was that one point where you're thinking, why do I need to learn how to type? But
Well, I'm kind of a nine-fingered typist, thanks to my own little brush in the Navy. It's a skill that we acquire, kind of learn to work type away and talk at the same time,
and help the people just to get what they need. And that's really what you're there to do, to serve them.
Absolutely.
As it is, Lorain County Veteran Service Office there on North Abbey Road in Elyria. And when I was asking it was Mayor Hunter, I was over at the, we were doing our remote yesterday, and he said, yes, it's just past Panera. That was kind of like the milestone on that side of the street. For you to come in and stop and visit and see them.
That is a great landmark, because the turn-in to the access road is right there past Panera. Right. So that's great advice from the mayor there.
Absolutely. Lorain County Veterans Service Office, again, you can call them at 284-4625, 284-4625, or stop by at 1230 North Abbey Road in Elyria. Tom Blackburn, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thanks for having me.